This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time to go blitzing on 106.7 The Fan. We will cover the 0-1 Redskins, the division champion Nationals. This segment on G&D. 12:45, we're spinning around the NFL. One segment every game that took place in week one so far, with two still looming on Monday Night Football. Let's kick things off on the gridiron.
The Redskins.
Craig Hoffman is our Redskins beat reporter. Enjoyed watching the game with you yesterday, buddy. Defensively, loved Zach Brown, loved Josh Norman, loved Bashaud Breeland. I actually thought there was a lot of good from the young guys like Ioannidis and Kendall Fuller, something to build on.
Yeah, I thought the defense was really, really good yesterday. I thought it was good when I watched the game live with you, Grant, and I thought it was good when I watched it back last night and this morning. This defense played well yesterday. Unfortunately, the well was not good enough. Good was not great. Great would have involved catching some of those interceptions where they're in position, and they were all tough plays. None of those were easy drops, but you go and make one of those plays, and for instance, on the first drive, you never give up the 58-yard touchdown because there's never a second down if Josh Norman comes down with that interception. You know, you look at some of the pass rush that gets home on most quarterbacks, but Carson Wentz is 6'5 and slippery, and so he gets out, and that kills you on third down. But I think overall the defense played well. Yesterday was on the offense, if you ask me.
Craig, speaking of the offense, I need less explanation and tap dancing as to why my first-round draft pick is not on the field from last year. There's a weird justification and backflips and bridge building and all sorts of machinations we have to go through. I need Josh Doctson to play, and the fact that it's not, people aren't screaming that, is puzzling to me.
I am with you. I hear the explanation, and I will say this. I give Jay Gruden a lot of credit going back to the quarterback switch a couple of years ago for building a meritocracy here. The best players play. The best players make the team. Josh Holsey made the 53 because he was one of the best 53 players that they had in training camp. Mm-hmm. With that said, I don't need Josh Doctson to earn reps. I need Josh Doctson on the field because he's better than Ryan Grant. And frankly, everyone else they've got too. He's really, really good at what he does when healthy. And went out there, and the problem is he hasn't been healthy, and now he is healthy from what they tell us, and he's just not out there. This idea that he's got to earn reps, I just don't think in an NFL season where you only have 16 of these things that you have time to mess around with that. If he knows the offense, put him out there and let him play, because he's better than what you got elsewhere or otherwise.
Running game was not good. I understand that they have to run it more and that they have to run it better to run it more, but I'm worried that this is going to be a season-long problem. Where are we at on Rob Kelly, who's averaged sub 4 yards in five of his last seven games?
We're probably at his feet because someone didn't block us. No, it's really unfortunate for Kelly. I still don't really have a great feel for what he is as a back because he's constantly dodging guys in the backfield. And now, could some of that be on him? I think that's a fair question to ask, and it's one, frankly, that none of us have the answer to because none of us are NFL football coaches who know these run schemes and exactly what's supposed to be done. But we can ask the question, certainly, of Jay Gruden and of Randy Jordan, the running backs coach, and all those guys who are willing to answer them and the players themselves. But I think yesterday was a lot more on the offensive line, and whether it's a true free runner that Kelly's having to deal with in the backfield or if it's just simply having to change your track and not getting to the hole on time because you're having to run around someone in the backfield, it's not conducive. I do think, though, that, and Grant, you, I, and Chris Russell were going back and forth on Twitter about this yesterday, I think that running it more is going to lead to a better average because over the course of a game, you wear a team down. And it also slows down their pass rush. If they're flying off the ball upfield, run a draw.
Well, in the past, I was kind of against that. But here's the thing. You don't have DeSean Jackson, Pierre Garçon. The strength of your team is worsened on the outside now. So I actually think running it more is going to take pressure off Cousins, and he's already got too much to do. So I think it's a good thing to do.
Craig, my last one before we let you jump here. I'm making the concern face. If now, you don't eat butter or bread because because you're incredibly fit and healthy, but to the rest of us that like taste of food, I would love my bread to be buttered. And my bread should be buttered with Jordan Reed and Jamison Crowder. Not very involved yesterday. A lot of Jordan Reed blocking.
Yeah, that's one of the questions I'll have for Jay. We'll talk to Jay at 3 o'clock today, and then I'll be debriefing with Chad at 4 on what Jay said. But I can't have Jordan Reed blocking at 3rd and 6th in the red zone. That just doesn't make any sense to me. And if that's what the play call is, then we need to call a different play. It would seem to make sense to me. It seems like they're trying some stuff with him out of the backfield, and that's one of those things where I want to scream, "What are you doing?" And then I just have to remember that Jay Gruden's way smarter than me about football. But I think the way I'll ask Jay the question later is this. How do you balance not being predictable with doing the things that you do best? Because it just seems like on 3rd down that Jordan Reed and Jamison Crowder on choice routes and letting them decide where open space is going to be getting there and then letting Kirk Cousins read and deliver the ball to that spot has worked tremendously over the past couple of years, and going away from it just doesn't seem to be the best idea.
Thanks, buddy. Much appreciated. Let's talk some baseball. Craig Heist covers the Nats for us at 106.7 The Fan. Craig, they are division champions again. What was the scene like yesterday?
Pretty wild, Grant. I'll tell you, that clubhouse was a wild scene last night. Everybody celebrating, the champagne flowing, and this is the 4th time now in the last 6 years where they've been able to do this. And the big question now becomes, after about a 3-week wait since they've clinched this early, can they get ready and do what they haven't done, and that's get past that first round of the playoffs?
Hey, Steve, I'm not terribly concerned about the number one overall seed. I don't really want to play Arizona, to be frank with you. I'm not really that excited about seeing, you know, Robbie Ray and Zach Greinke and company in a playoff series. So how should the Nationals approach this? I mean, to me, getting healthy and being healthy is the most important thing. Secondarily, it'd be nice to have home field, I guess, throughout, but I'd rather just have all the bodies back. What do you think?
Well, I think having all the bodies back is the biggest thing, and I agree totally with you on that. However, Dusty Baker said he has not lost sight on, grabbing that number one seed. And keep in mind, there's a 4-game difference now, and the Dodgers come in over the weekend coming up for 3. So that's a chance to make up a lot of ground if you're the Nationals. They've not lost sight of that. That's certainly something they'll go after. It's not lost on Dusty Baker. But again, I'm in agreement with you. The healthy bodies getting back, Jason Worth, Bryce Harper in particular, by the time the postseason rolls around, to me, is the most important thing.
How about Strauss? 34 innings after 8 scoreless with 10 Ks yesterday since he's given up a run.
Yeah, and he was dominant yesterday. 7th double-digit strikeout game of the year. And, he was dominant. He had everything going, and he goes into the 8th inning. And then, granted, Ryan Matson gave up a couple in the 9th, but he was fabulous, and he's just been rolling right now. And I'll tell you what, if this is the Steven Strasburg we get going into the postseason, then the Nationals have a better chance, certainly, of making it through that first round than they ever have before.
Yeah, well said. Give me some names of guys that are battling for playoff roster spots, Heisty. A couple of names to watch here down the stretch.
Well, I mean, you look at Wilmer Defoe. I think he's pretty much a lock because of everything he can do off the bench, and he can play different positions. We've not only seen him play a great shortstop for Trey Turner when he was out, but he's been in right field. He's played second base for Daniel Murphy. I think that's certainly one of the biggest feathers in the Nationals' cap going forward. It's going to be interesting, and there's some bullpen I think will have to be determined depending on what team they match up against. It's going to be interesting to see. Dusty's got some very interesting decisions to make between now and the time a postseason roster has to be set because of the fact that everybody that he's put into spots this year to spell healthy people have all performed and performed very well.
At C Heist Sports on Twitter for Nats Intel. Thank you, buddy.
You got it, guys. See you.
Craig Heist of 106.7 The Fan on Grant and Danny. The Redskins lost to the Eagles at FedEx Field yesterday. Which of the team's struggles and problems are fixable? Which will linger? We'll get into that. We'll give you one thing we liked, one thing we disliked from yesterday's game next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.